What Donald Trump refused to do, House Democrats are doing for him. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. The tax returns the former president would not release, claiming he's under audit, are about to be entered this morning into the congressional record, made public after the Supreme Court ordered the IRS to hand them to Congress. Democrats already revealed Trump paid little or no income taxes in most years between 2015 and 2020.
Democrats on the House Ways and Means Committee hope the tax returns will provide a better idea of the 45th president's finances as he launches a third run for the White House. The committee pointed out the IRS broke its own rules by not auditing Trump for three of the 4 years while he was president, though there hasn't been any evidence of collusion.
Fox's Ryan Schmelz. Republicans on the committee say the release is political and sets a bad precedent. Southwest Airlines is flying higher this morning, canceling just 41 flights so far today. Compared to the two-thirds of flights Southwest grounded every other day this week and the storm-induced nightmare straining thousands of travelers, thousands more still don't have their suitcases.
Company officials have apologized for what Department of Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg called a complete meltdown. They've set up a travel disruption webpage and say they will reimburse some travelers now who had to book hotel rooms or alternative transportation. This Southwest webpage also has a section for people to file a claim over missing baggage as travelers got separated from their luggage. The Department of Transportation says airlines must compensate people for the contents of a lost bag.
Fox's Jessica Rosenthal, a sheriff's deputy being mourned in Riverside County, California. Isaiah Cordero killed, shot by the driver of the pickup truck he'd pulled over. That led to a manhunt and chase. Sheriff Chad Bianco says,
at the conclusion of the pursuit, the suspect fired rounds at deputies. At that point, deputies returned fire and the suspect was killed.
This is rare in Israel. A military prosecutor's filed charges against two Israeli soldiers accused of making a bomb, then throwing it into the Palestinian home in the West Bank. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
What is going to happen next week? That is the big question surrounding George Santos, a Republican congressman-elect from New York who's vowing to take office despite now being under state and federal investigations for lying about his past.
What happened? How did this happen?
Thursday, residents in New York's 3rd Congressional District were asking that and pondering if GOP Congressman-elect George Santos will be sworn in as a U.S. House member next Tuesday. Many voters hope he won't. But should he be? Angel Reyes says the task is clear.
We got to make sure that he's not elected again in 2024.
Nicole Malliotakis, New York's 11th District Congresswoman, tells Fox it's not time for the House to act. Yet.
This is between him and his constituents until there is some type of charge.
The Nassau County DA says she is looking into that. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
Something President Biden did on vacation in the Virgin Islands is worth $1.7 trillion.
President Biden signing the omnibus bill into law, avoiding a government shutdown while he vacations in St. Croix in the U.S. Virgin Islands. The president tweeting, "Today, I signed a bipartisan omnibus bill, ending a year of historic progress. It'll invest in medical research, safety, veteran health care, disaster recovery, VAWA funding, and gets crucial assistance to Ukraine." $45 billion of funding will go to Ukraine. Also included in the omnibus, a ban on TikTok on federal government phones and the Electoral Count Reform Act, which makes it more difficult for members of Congress to challenge the results of a presidential election. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stocks could fall on the last trading day of the year. Dow futures down more than 100 points. The Dow's already lost more than 8% in 2022. The Nasdaq's lost a third of its value this year. Week 17 of the NFL season kicked off last night. The Dallas Cowboys beat the Tennessee Titans 27-13. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.